The Arizona Cancer Center at the University of Arizona is part of a new international skin cancer partnership. A $500,000 grant from the Atlantic Philanthropies will create the Pan-Pacific Skin Cancer Consortium, in which the Cancer Center will join the Queensland Institute of Medical Research in Australia. The new collaboration will link researchers, teachers, and students from Australia and the United States to improve efforts in prevention, detection, and treatment of skin cancer. Arizona Cancer Center Director Dr. David Alberts says our state has one of the highest overall skin cancer rates in the world, but not as high as Australia. He says the collaboration can provide benefits for both institutions.
The Australians are extremely good at public health messaging and education. For example, in Brisbane, young children, they don't get to go out and play on the playground at school unless they wear a hat. So they call it no hat, no play. And they're very, very serious about that. And they're very, very serious about lathering their children up with sunscreen and protecting them with shades on playgrounds and so on. So they do a much better job than we're doing. So they can teach us a lot about the behavioral aspects of skin cancer and how to protect our children and our adolescents and our adults. We, on the other hand, have high, high technology.
Albert says the Arizona Cancer Center has a role in developing drugs and other technologies.
Working with Raytheon to use missile guidance systems to be able to follow moles on the body in terms of their changes. So we have a high technology, we have a lot of experience with drug development, and so we're coming together with the Australians to share our technology, share our wisdom, develop programs that can eradicate skin cancer. And the first interaction actually occurred 3 years ago.
Dr. David Alberts of the Arizona Cancer Center says eventually he wants the new Pan-Pacific Skin Cancer Consortium to expand beyond just working on skin cancer.
I had recommended, in this initial, that we start with skin, but we broaden this to breast, colon, prostate, all the major lung cancer, all the major cancers, and that we develop strategies that are across the Pacific and ultimately across the Atlantic.
Albert says the Atlantic Philanthropies is quite rigorous in its awarding of grants, and the Arizona Cancer Center had to prove its worth.
The way they behave is that they really search you out. I can't tell you the amount of hours we've spent where they've looked at every aspect of what we do, because they only want to invest in winning propositions. And they did that with the Queensland Institute for Medical Research as well. But ultimately, they give a test grant, which is this. And then they follow that up, if you've really done what you said you're going to do, with much, much larger grants. And, they've given some institutions as much as $250 million for programs.
Dr. Albert says cancer takes its toll on people and the economy.
And cancer this year, worldwide, will cost $895 million in terms of life lost, wages lost, not talking about the treatment costs.
The Arizona Cancer Center says skin cancer occurs more than all other kinds of cancer combined in the United States, with more than 3 million new cases diagnosed last year. The most serious form of skin cancer, melanoma, claims 8,000 lives each year in the United States and 2,000 in Australia. I'm Robert Rappaport, Arizona Public Media.